Harper Audio presents The Dead Harlequin, a Harley Quinn short story by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser.
The Dead Harlequin. Mr. Satterthwaite walked slowly up Bond Street, enjoying the sunshine. He was, as usual, carefully and beautifully dressed, and was bound for the Harchester Galleries, where there was an exhibition of the paintings of one Frank Bristow, a new and hitherto unknown artist who showed signs of suddenly becoming the rage. Mr. Satterthwaite was a patron of the arts. As Mr. Satterthwaite entered the Harchester Galleries, he was greeted at once with a smile of pleased recognition.
"Good morning, Mr. Satterthwaite. I thought we should see you before long. You know Bristow's work?"
"Fine. Very fine indeed, quite unique of its kind." Mr. Satterthwaite purchased a catalogue and stepped through the open archway into the long room where the artist's works were displayed. They were watercolours, executed with such extraordinary technique and finish that they resembled coloured etchings. Mr. Satterthwaite walked slowly around the walls, scrutinising, and on the whole, approving. He thought that this young man deserved to arrive. Here was originality, vision, and a most severe and exacting technique. There were crudities, of course. That was only to be expected. But there was also something closely allied to genius. Mr. Satterthwaite paused before a little masterpiece representing Westminster Bridge, with its crowd of buses, trams, and hurrying pedestrians. A tiny thing and wonderfully perfect. It was called, he noted, the Ant Heap. He passed on and quite suddenly drew in his breath with a gasp, his imagination held and riveted. The picture